Track 8. Ready for speaking. IELTS Speaking, Part 3.
Do you think it's important to keep acquiring new skills throughout one's life?
Yes, I think it is.
Why do you think so?
Well, at the moment, life is changing so fast with the advances that have been made in technology and also through globalization in the past few decades. So it's important for people of all ages to keep up to date with skills of all kinds.
Mm-hmm. How essential do you think it'll be for workforces in the future to be proficient technologically?
I'd say it's vital, because more and more of the work that is done nowadays requires a lot of input using one form of technology or another, so that in the near future, it will be almost impossible to find work, even basic work, without practical computing skills. Take car design, for example. It seems that technical drawing done by hand is less important now than knowing how to create new products on the screen. Soon, designers will be creating holograms of cars, not just three-dimensional computer images. And the same applies to architecture and teaching too.
In what way do you think learning only computing skills can be a disadvantage in life?
First of all, people are already becoming over-reliant on computers for virtually everything. In the current knowledge-based society, where information is available literally at people's fingertips, there's a danger that people's knowledge will decrease and accessing information will become just like switching on the light without necessarily understanding what's happening. And people are in danger of losing their ability to do basic things.
Should preparation of children and young people for work focus on computing skills at the expense of practical skills?
I think it's a matter of balance, because we need the people to build computers and so on, and the people to learn to be able to use them for their work. Also, if any machines break down, we need people to be able to fix them. And so if education concentrates on training people to use machines to access knowledge at the expense of training technicians, etc., then there'll be a major problem.
Do you think people will have to work longer in the future?
At one time, it was thought that people would have more leisure time in the future. But it seems that the opposite is true. As people are living longer worldwide, they're also being asked to work longer, with the result that the age at which people will be drawing a pension, if they have one, will be later than it is now. And in fact, it's already starting to happen in many countries, like the UK and France.
Well, how can people ensure that work does not control their lives?
It's not easy, but not impossible either. One way is to ensure that one has interests outside work and that these interests are not connected with work in any way. For example, if people are involved in working in computers all day, they could find something that requires manual skills, like pottery.